What's going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast.
All I need is another cup of liquor and a puff of gooey before I pass out. So I tell myself, all I need is a real good girl and a couple more G's for cash out. So I tell myself.
All right. Well, as always, guys, I hope you guys are having a fantastic day, week, month, year, all of it. And I hope this new year has been going amazing for you so far. I have Abe here with me. Now, me and Abe met at a bar known as Instant Replay.
You know you have to start the story, so there I was.
You tell the story. Tell it. Go ahead. I want to see if, like, because honestly, dude, do you even remember how we met the first time?
I think there might be two versions, but it all had the same result.
What's your version?
So there I was. That's how you start the story.
Okay, got that. Yeah, yeah.
Place of reference.
Hell yeah.
So there I was. Normal me. I'm always playing pool and just taking shots left and right. Mm. And I think you came in with one of your friends. I don't recall which one, but I believe you came in with one, and you guys started playing pool.
Was he white? Or was he like a bigger
name? I think it was Uriah.
No, we met before Uriah. I knew you a lot longer before Uriah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, dude. I feel like I knew you before.
I've known you for
like 3 years now, dude.
I mean, it has been.
I've only known Uriah going on almost a year now.
I don't know who you came in with then.
I don't know. It could have been Huffman, maybe, but no, that was because I knew you before I went on deployment.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
You came in playing pool.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how we hit it off or how the conversation started.
Oh, I think someone told me that you found out I was like active duty. And you were a corpsman.
There you go.
So
and then we hit it off.
I think it was just all history after that. After that, we just
history.
Each time we saw each other at the bar, we just kind of talked a little deeper, and you know how relationships go.
Yeah,
that's how
it works, dude.
That's how it goes. Yeah, dude. Man, it's crazy, bro. We got some wild, fucking fucked up nights there, man.
Who hasn't?
Oh man, dude, that's such a. It is like, I don't even know how to explain IR. It's like it's a trashy bar, but at the same time,
it's a beautiful bar.
I just love it so much that it's a beautiful bar. Like, that's my
it's
bar.
Almost
it's
like,
bar
it's almost like people go there for, like, FOMO. They're scared of missing out what's going
to
happen because you never know what's going to happen in a good way.
I used to go there tripping, bro. You remember that
phase? Yeah.
You remember that phase, man? Oh, dude. Like, shrooms and acid, bro, just go there, bro,
woo!
And do people watching there, bro, but also, like, I'd be drinking, like, it was Bacardi and Coke, it was a splash of cranberry and a cherry, it was so refreshing, like, I could just slap those all night, just tripping, and, like, you've tripped before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where you're, like, able to somehow, like, consume, like, a shit ton of alcohol, and you don't feel drunk. Like, you're just like, I've drank like 8 of these, but like, I feel fine. Like, you get in this weird mode, or like, you're
or
just
have
so...
I drank 12 of these.
Yeah, or you're just so fucked up that like, you just don't even understand. It's like a different level. Well, I one time, like, I was on shrooms there, dude. I swear, bro. It hit me so hard. You know Zoe? Her hair was like Medusa, bro.
Oh, dude.
It was going crazy. And fucking Tyler. And I was in there, and bro, this shit hit me. Like, I lost the ability to walk. I stumbled, bro. I knocked over a table. But thank God nothing was on it. It was just an empty table. But it knocked it over. And everyone,
someone could just like, oh, he's just messed up.
But
not
it,
like, oh, he's
oh,
tripping.
Oh, yeah, exactly, bro. But a lot of people knew. But like Tyler, because we were talking about it. But I knocked it over, and Joey looked at me and was like, and I just kind of like picked up the table and then just walked out the bar. And then, Caleb, you know the fucking hill that we walk up? I got, like, halfway up this little hill, and realized I couldn't do it because, like, I was tripping that hard. And so I sat down, and I called Tyler, you know, the tall one always playing pool.
Tyler.
And he picks up, he's like, yo, buddy, where'd you go? Because he knew I was tripping. He was kind of like my trip, like, brother that night at the bar. And he was like, I was like, dude, I was trying to walk home, but I can't make it up this hill, bro. And he was like, do you need me to drive you home? I'm like, I'd really appreciate that, bro. So, like, I walk down, I walk out, and Joey's standing out there, the bartender. He's like, Joey, like, gave me a hug. He's like, later, bro. He's like, let me tell you, you are, like, a blast to watch. And I was just like, you're welcome, dude. Because he knew too. Joey knew I was tripping. We talked about it.
Man.
Oh, yeah, dude. They, like, the bartenders knew. Like, when I was going through that phase, bro, the bartenders knew. Like, we'd come in, and they'd be like, you guys having fun tonight?
That's the
other
thing about
the
bar. Everyone takes care of each other.
Yeah, dude,
like,
it's like a family, bro.
Yeah,
it's
everyone,
so
like,
lit.
No matter how
so
messed
lit.
Up you are, somehow you'll get taken care of. And not in a way where you're, like, expected to get taken care of.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone's there for each other, hey, just to make sure.
Bro, fun fact about that couch, that's from Kevin. The couch is from Kevin, bro.
Really?
Yeah. And fucking Mama Michelle once slept on that couch, apparently. So there's some IR history on that couch.
Oh,
right,
man,
there.
I love it, dude.
Yeah, dude. Mama Michelle, for people that are like, who the fuck's Mama Michelle? She's a bartender. Her name's Michelle. She's married to the other bartender,
Chris.
And they had a beautiful baby girl.
Me Jay.
Yeah. And I've just always called, because she takes care of everyone.
Oh,
she's Mama Michelle.
Yeah,
it's Mama Michelle, dude. I walk
she
in.
She takes care of it. She takes care
what's
of it.
What's up, honey? And you're like, Mama Michelle, what's up?
And she makes it so smooth, too, man.
She
makes it so smooth.
Song.
She makes going to the bar so smooth, man.
Yeah, dude. Wow. That bar's gone through a lot of weird phases. I've been going there, on and off for, like, 4 years now.
I think I'm the same, right around
4 years.
Right,
that
bar
is going through some weird phases, man. Like, it used to just be like a lot of just old people. And
oh,
then,
the pizza.
Oh, shit. Alright. You guys carry on conversation by yourself. I'll be back with the pizza. I got this. I'll make it quick.
Hey, so he told me you were drumming these too, man. And then
Yeah, no, I'm sketching the wall, I'm gonna paint it for him. I got a couple projects I'm working on right now for this is...
Dude, you should do it with neon paint. So, like, when this light comes on, it should go...
Oh, yeah.
Right? Or, like, whatever, the black light paint, whatever,
yeah,
whatever
yeah,
that
where,
is.
When you turn it on, yeah,
like,
I know what you're talking about.
That'd be sick, dude.
Yeah, I don't even know where you get that stuff.
I think there's a place in Little Italy, there's an art store.
The Blick store or whatever?
I'm not sure what it's
I
about.
Think it's Blick, because
I've been
to a place
minutes.
Right next
okay.
to... Right next to Little Italy.
My niece is an art major.
Oh, yeah?
And then, yeah, man. So she knows all that stuff, dude.
Yeah, that pizza needs, like, 7 more minutes.
Are you doing, like, a DiGiorno for all of us to eat?
It's like something like that, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll just cut it up and I'll bring it up here.
Oh,
sorry. Do you want, like, when I come up, do you want ranch or anything like that? We have, like, a guacamole salsa. It's pretty yummy.
Just bring it all up, bro. I can go with you too and help you, bro.
Huh?
We can do a mish.
A mish? No, because we'll end up just walking and talking in the kitchen and pretty all about this shit, bro.
Yeah.
Right.
we'll just be like doing a podcast episode in the kitchen, but leave the camera and everything up here. That's what would happen. That's why. I figure when I leave, Kale will probably find something for you to talk about interesting.
Well, we were just talking
about
the wall.
And put, when he paints it, use like the neon or black light paint.
Oh, that would be kind of cool because it is a little darker, like kind of more glow to it. Like to like different parts of the artwork. Like,
oh, yeah,
not
everything.
The whole artwork.
Whatever.
But like, what about like just like the portal has like the neon glow to it? So like when it does turn off, that glows.
Yeah.
Because then it would kind of like light up the.
Because
all this would light up the paint. That would be pretty sick, man. That's cool. You know what? We might do that. Might do that because then we could like make the lasers that are like coming out of the TIE fighters and stuff glow in the dark a little bit. Like,
the lasers would be cool.
Yeah, it adds like a little oomph to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It makes it pop.
Gotta have the glow.
Yeah, gotta have the glow. I guess while we have like this moment. What's this drink you wanted to make me?
Oh, speaking of acid, this one's called Surfer on Acid.
It's called Surfer on Acid. Yeah. So I see you brought Malibu. Oh, Jägermeister.
Oh, this is my goat. I got stories of me and Jäger. I got epic adventures.
Alright, go light on the Jäger.
On the Jago?
Oof. That just brings back so much. Dude, I went through a phase. But that every time.
Everything is a phase.
Everything's a phase. Dude, life is just a bunch of chapters. And you're
bunch
one
of phase,
big.
Bunch of,
yeah,
a bunch of phases.
And then there's. It's a bunch of chapters, and usually those chapters are full of a little bunch of different little phases.
And then you have something to mix with. Like a glass or.
I have my glass
okay.
for you to pour into. I have a spoon. I mean, it's gonna go into my own drink, so.
Okay. Oh, not in your English tea, but.
No, that's my. I grabbed this for you to mix it in.
Okay.
I don't have a shaker, bro. I'm not cool like that. Maybe I should invest in like a bartending kit. You know, it's probably what? Like a bartending kit is like $45? Maybe just like buy one and like have it here.
Ready to go?
Maybe I'll look at that.
Ooh, I like that.
Maybe I will look at that. I'll do that. Yeah,
there you go. And is this just the melted ice?
It's just ice.
Okay.
Should have put that in the freezer, honestly, when I brought it up as a glass of ice.
So it's technically a shot, but we'll see. I'll just
make it bigger. I got some. Well, I love pineapple juice, so you can put that entire can in there. And you have some Midori. I have sweet and sour mix. I have blue carousel. Right now, I gotta restock up on like. Malibu stuff and some vodkas. More of a vodka guy.
I've never made it like this, but this is kind of awesome.
I'll be your test subject, man. You taking the break from drinking, so how long are you doing that for?
It started in, June?
June.
So
July,
6 months, 7 months
August,
now?
September.
All right, sir.
You're like 7 months. How long are you going for?
I think I'm gonna do. Are you ready for this? Some people won't believe me, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna take a little 4-year break, bro.
4 years.
4 years. 4-year break.
Why four?
4-year
break.
Yeah,
why four? Yeah. Can I have the rest of that pineapple juice?
Yep.
That's good. But I really love pineapple juice.
Oh, I'm a pineapple guy.
See, now this would be your full mix drink. Now what I should have grabbed.
Well, supposed to be a shooter, that's why.
Yeah, but I should have grabbed is some, tonic water, or
you
like
want
seltzer water, and like add fizzes, and this would be slapping, bro. Just like right here, just like the little topper.
As a drink.
Yeah, like a drink, like an actual mix.
A cocktail.
Drink.
Okay.
Yeah, this would be fire.
If you did add fizzes with a lot more Malibu and pineapple juice, and then just hide the Jaeger more, then I could totally see it.
I was just about to say, dude, try this, but wow.
Although I know, bro, I know.
Yeah. Well, no, I support it, dude. 4 years, man. Wow. Dude, good on you. Well, first off, I commend you for sticking to it.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, I've done, little breaks here and there. You know, 3 months here, 3 months there. And then basically save my miles for when I drink and then cash them all in at once.
Yeah.
You know?
So you're just like, you know what? I'm gonna go for four.
I'm gonna go for four.
So, what's gonna happen? What do you think is gonna happen when you reach the end of this four? Like, the 4 years? Like, you think you're gonna be like, okay, yeah, and just go kind of back into drinking, or do you think you're going to be kind of like, I actually don't want to drink for the rest of my life?
No, I know,
or
I don't want to sound like an alcoholic and say, I know I'm going to go back to drinking, but...
I'm not an alcoholic. I mean, 4-year break, that's clearly showing you're not, man. That's a commitment, bro.
But,
I was...
No, I know, because like I said, when I go, I go hard. I'm... You know, if you're not first, you're last. I'm Ricky Bobby at drinking. I'm just gonna go all the way.
Oh, it was the same way, man.
I have a good time. No trouble in the law. Nothing. No DUI. No nothing like that. So
that's
DUI.
Not, I definitely got
that's
problem.
Not stopping me or the reason why I'm doing this 4-year break. I think it's
I
more of a.
You, man.
I think it's just a test, a good,
you want to see if you could do it.
A good test, like.
Okay, I'm rooting for you, man.
Can I?
You better make it. I better be at your 4-year party.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
That's actually
one of the first things that I'm like, how hard am I gonna go on that 4-year party?
You're gonna say you're gonna go really hard, and then you're gonna get like 2 or 3 drinks in and just be done, probably.
Yeah. Bro, pass out on the couch already, bro. All right, I'll be right back. That pizza should be done.
I didn't time it.
I got it. Okay. I threw it on.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, that'd be...
It'd be good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it's it'll probably be... You won't even realize it till it's here.
Oh, I know. It's already been 6 months. I'm like, wow, it went by fast.
Yeah.
And trust me, it's not like I'm, like, being celibate or not having a good time or partying. You know, like, I'm still going to the bar three
yeah.
nights a week. I'm still, you know, going out, doing things. I'm still social. Like, some people feel like, oh, I can't drink.
Like,
I can't be social. But it's like,
yeah.
I'm kind of, like, you know, wanting to prove it wrong, you know? Like, you can still have a good time.
Oh, no, 100.
You know?
I agree. The...
And, you know, I'll admit that, you know, the drinking, it helps open up the, I don't even know what to call it, not door, but just easy to have a good time, you know, opens up that door.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, people.
Yeah, it makes you more loose,
100%.
Yeah. But then I think people almost feel like they need
they
to have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Nah, you know.
Which, no, yeah, you
don't.
Don't.
You don't.
For sure.
You
that's
know.
That's a good, yeah. Oh, make a little statement.
Yeah. And that's how people knew me, you know, like, you know, on my Snap, I had a whole bar at my house, make cocktails, all kinds of crazy
yeah.
shit. And that's so people know, oh, we're going to have a good time, Abe's going to make drinks, or well, we're going to go drink with Abe.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time, you know? And I'm like, oh, I can still do that, you guys, without the drinks, you know? You can,
no,
too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you don't have to,
yeah,
you know, go past that limit yet, you know? So to wake up the next day and function.
Oh.
You know?
Man.
And there's days where I could, you know, but eventually as you get older, man, you can't do it, man. You need a day to recover. Like, you're like, oh, I'm invincible. You know, I never get hangovers.
Yeah,
I don't think it's the hangovers. It's just, you just need to sleep. You're up all night.
This
you know?
The sleeping.
You just need sleep.
Man.
That's all
how
it is.
How many 3-hour days I've gotten up for work. Just, oh. You get through it and it's like, why do I do this? And then
yeah.
and then you do it to yourself the next time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't
you're like, I'm good. You're like, I
yeah.
can do this.
Exactly. I will say one of the worst things about, like, my friend group is we don't peer pressure each other.
Oh, yeah.
But we do.
No, that's...
Like,
it's,
if
it's,
you don't do something,
it's code.
And you, yeah.
It's code.
And it's, oh, man.
That's that's how my whole family is, dude. And there's, like, I have, like, 26 cousins. There's 26 of us. So we all... Even just 4 of us, it's a shit show.
Yeah.
You get all 26 of us, it's but it's fun though, you know?
Oh, it's
it's
yeah,
it's
always,
fun, man. It's such a good time, man. It's such a good time. It's such a good time,
yeah.
man.
It is.
And you know, and that's what people, you know, want, you know, let loose, do all that stuff, but
yeah. No, it's about a balance. That's the biggest thing. Is finding a balance of doing it. But also having, like, your real life, like, your where you make progress and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I still want to wake up, go to the gym in the morning. Like, I used
yeah.
to do it. Like, go out and then go to the gym in the morning still. Can't do it. I just can't do it no more. I can't, you know. I can't do it no more.
Yeah.
I might be able to do it once a week, maybe, but not like,
not
5 days
often.
A week, you know.
Yeah.
Can't do it no more.
That's, it's not fun.
Yeah. Dude, this thing will fuck something.
I think he got it in
Africa. He said,
"Was it Africa?"
Yeah.
It might have. Yeah.
But it's like
I think
heavy.
It might have been Guatemala.
Like, this is.
But fucking... yeah. I remember he was just like in a shed or something. It was there, and he's like, "I don't know, just bought it or something." I think that's what it was.
Dude. Oh, I was talking about this. Like, can you imagine? Like, you know, battle now. You know. You can have a quick death, this and that, but like in the old days, like it's this stuff.
Dude, you get
arrow, you're
stabbed, and you're just laying there, just oh
you know,
yeah.
No ambulance.
No.
Like
the food.
There you go. There you go.
Has arrived.
Yes.
And I got ranch. This is a guacamole salsa. And this is pizza sauce.
Dude, not
at
all, bro.
When I get high, bro.
Yeah.
I love dipping pizza and all sorts of things into pizza sauce. Man.
I love dipping things
and then I
into things.
And then I have a pack. Oh, yeah, dude. I'm such a dipper, bro. I'm such a dipper.
I love it, bro.
Dude,
I'm a foodie, bro.
I don't like it, but, like, I don't know. Like, a lot of people are the type of people, like, they, like, put it on it. Like, drizzle it
oh,
on
I
it.
See what you're saying, but you want to dip.
I dip, bro. I'm a dipper.
I feel like I want to
put it
on food.
I feel like it changes the texture.
Yeah, exactly. It changes the food if you dump it all
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, it's different.
Like, it's better just dipping it and then just eating it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much better.
Like, it's different. Like, I think about, like, a naked wing.
Having the
sauce on it or dipping it. Or
I like dipping.
I like dipping. I'd rather dip, you know?
Yeah, dude. I won't lie. So, in 29 Palms, do you ever have De Carlos while you were there?
Did
De Carlos a thing when you were in?
De Carlos?
De Carlos. Yeah, it was an Italian, like, it's like, you know how on 29 Palms there's literally only, like four eateries?
Oh, yeah.
There's Domino's, Jersey Mike's now, and De Carlos. I mean,
I only have
the PX, like, food court area, but...
Are you talking about, like, outside of base?
No, it was on base.
Oh,
it
I'm
was
not
De
too
Carlos.
Familiar with it.
But you did training in 29.
Yeah, but it wasn't at... It was just,
you're at Wilson,
at
right?
At Wilson,
yeah.
You know, 410, 410 Alpha,
They have, like, a food truck now. They probably didn't have it.
Yeah,
they weren't even there. It was a different time, dude. What years were you in again?
So, I started in 2007.
Right.
I did a little short stint till 2009. I stayed in the reserves. And then I got activated twice, once in 2012 and once in 2018.
And where did you go both times?
So the first time was Iraq. The second one was with a special purpose MAGTAC, you know?
Mm.
So that with everybody, we had grunts, we had supplies, and a full wing with us too. And recon guys. And we would just go across Europe, like almost like the Spanish Inquisition, where we'd go and spread how to train. Like, you know, I would do medical stuff, show them, you know, train them and teach them to see, and then our grunt recon guys would show them how to, you know, breach. Our air guys would show them, you know,
yeah,
how we load our stuff tactically and effectively. Like, it was super cool, man, the way it all worked out, dude.
That's sick. How was Iraq? You don't mind me asking, you know.
You know, everyone's experience different, man. You know, obviously the first time I went, I was scared, you know, and never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
But you know, you trust your guys, man. I can't explain, man. You trust your guys, man. I trusted my grunts 100%, dude. Like, we got it taken care of.
That's sick, man.
We got it taken care of. And it, you know, it makes you like, oh, wow. Like, you think about it, like, in retrospect, like, oh, man, I'm scared. How could you ever do that? But you think about it, like, you're like, thank God I did that, because I met some awesome people, man.
Yeah.
You met awesome people.
That's sick, man.
Yeah.
You ever see combat over there?
I don't have a car, so I don't have combat action or anything, but, you know, we did our stuff where we'd walk down the alleys, search houses.
No matter what,
there
was IEDs.
You know? Yeah.
You're always in danger, absolutely.
There's
the guys that saw it, and there's guys that didn't. I didn't even get to go over there at all, dude. I went to Australia. That's my deployment, dude. My deployment was Australia, and okay, Australia was dope, though. The training was sick. Like, I look at it as, it was a cool experience.
Yeah.
I mean, do I wish I had the chance to maybe even be in the scenario where I got to actually use the skills I was being trained to use?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll always wonder, but, I mean, at the end of the day, maybe I'm thankful maybe I never got to experience that.
You never know.
Maybe I wouldn't be here right now.
No.
You gotta think about it. Maybe the vibe had a different path for me.
That was it, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you gotta go over there. You gotta experience it. You gotta have those bonds, man.
And
always,
like I said, going there, walking the streets at night,
yeah,
you know, making sure there's, you know.
Dude, IEDs were the scariest things ever.
It's crazy how much you trust your guys, man. It's crazy, unbelievable trust. It's a rush. That's the best way to explain it. It's a rush. Like, it's exciting, it's scary, it's nerve wracking, but it's like, it feels good. It feels good.
Yeah.
It
wow.
feels good.
Feels good. When were you guys? So I walked in. Were you talking about the medieval fighting?
Oh, I go, yeah. I like, busted
that
out.
Yeah,
yeah,
we were
like,
talking
dude,
about that a
I'm
little
like,
bit.
I'm like,
dude,
I don't want to get whacked by this. Like, it looks, you know,
oh,
old,
yeah,
rusty. It's like,
yeah,
yeah,
like,
you
imagine
go,
you're fighting someone and you just get that to the back of your head. It's
not
going to do a lot of damage,
but
it's going to stick in you and hurt.
I'd rather
than pulling out.
And then they saw you.
I'd rather have a lightsaber just straight clean.
Yeah, just
or
something fast.
Samurai sword, bro.
Or Hanzo sword.
Yeah.
Like,
that's Kill Bill, right?
Yeah.
Tori Hanzo, yeah.
Like, this, though, this is like...
That would be terrible. But that would probably be sharper if I was going into battle with it. I won't lie to you.
But even if he
okay, you want to know a really high thought I had with this sword and that and the M1 bayonet? You know why I keep it? See, you're putting it like that. I keep it like this when I set up. Because, I don't know, dude, I was high, and I was like, I was sitting here.
Are you left-handed?
No, I was sitting here, and I was like, okay, if my podcast, fucking guest, wow, that was so hard to get out. If my podcast guest ever went crazy, or was like, someone sent here to kill me, and they're gonna grab a weapon, I can't have them both facing him. And I was like, nah.
It's
so time. I made it.
It's not tactical.
I had them both facing me. So he would have to grab it to like pull it out, but like, I could grab it and just whip it out. But then I thought about it. I was like, wait.
Say that one more time.
Whip it out. Oh, got you. But then I thought about it, dude. And I was like, wait. But what happens if I go crazy and I'm trying to kill my podcast guest? And I was like, nah, I can't leave him defenseless. So I have the bayonet facing him, so if he grabs
that's
and
fair.
I grab this. But
Joe,
either way,
Joe,
if I go crazy, I have the bigger advantage. I got the bigger sword. But we're going to Peter Pan this, bro. He's going to be Peter Pan with this little thing going hard. But this can do
Peter
damage.
Peter Pan is one of my favorite Disney characters, by the way.
Oh.
He fucking... Who doesn't want to live in Neverland,
exactly,
bro?
Dude. Exactly. That's why...
I still don't know what
bro.
I want to do when I grow
yeah,
up,
dude.
Man.
Yeah, dude. You got the pizza here, man.
Seriously, like... I don't know what I want to do when I grow up.
I definitely do. My end goal is I want to make movies. I want to direct, dude. That's the end goal. Well.
Dude,
I'll just do school.
Just what you told me about, like, your camera and, like, how you learned it all on your own, dude. Like,
oh, just all this stuff?
That's passion, bro.
I love this
passion.
Shit, man. I love this shit.
Was
it's just such
spicy
a good
guacamole?
Time.
Or is this...
It's a guacamole salsa.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's fire, isn't
that's
it?
That's fun, dude.
That's fun.
That's fucking...
It's a party in my
it
mouth.
It is, dude. It's moving, dude.
Woo, woo. You know, I realized, like, I can actually get pinged on TikTok for having alcohol bottles out, like, if I edit stuff. So, like, I probably could, like, post this. We could try this. I might post this clip like this. Just to see if TikTok would, it'll remove it because of, like, me having alcohol or something. I don't know.
Wow.
I've had a couple of videos removed, and it's because, like, oh,
the whole
alcohol.
Video or just that segment?
No, the whole video. Like, the video won't be able to post. Like, TikTok videos are only, like... My videos are only like 15 seconds, unless it's a. What did they have to this? There it is.
You know, like how, like you know, like
oh, you put
for music, like they'll bleep it, or like when you're on the radio, they'll bleep it, like right then and there. They won't do it like that. They'll just
no,
do a
they,
whole
yeah,
video.
They just ban the video.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Not really. They have rules. You gotta follow
no.
the rules, but like I was trying to post this like one funny clip, and it was like I wouldn't let me post it because like we had a ton of alcohol. And we were hammered. Fucking...
Yo, that one didn't get posted.
Yeah, no, yeah, they didn't let me post that one.
That one didn't even make a prelims, man, or playoffs. That one's just straight fucking...
Yeah, that didn't make it.
That was losing season right there.
That was preseason.
Yeah.
I don't know, but, like, could you imagine being good at medieval warfare, though? Like, a knight?
I think I'm more of a ninja.
You would want to be a ninja?
Fuck yeah, bro.
Why
like,
would you want to be a ninja?
That's like the oldest...
A ninja could take out a knight, dude.
Oh, easily, bro.
Didn't they... Actually, the ninja win against
a
knight, like, deadliest warrior?
No, it was, like, it was a ninja against a Spartan or something like
that.
Is
that what it was?
Wasn't it a samurai versus Spartan?
It might have been a samurai versus a ninja,
it should be.
Yeah, I feel like that'd make the most
sense.
No,
it was Spartan versus ninja. Ninja lost. And I have some, you know, things I want to point out. Some irregularities, and then it was a Viking versus a samurai, and the samurai won. But to point out the ninja losing, it doesn't make sense because Spartans work as a team. That's a lot of their strategies working as a team, doing their formations and everything. That's what made them really good.
Yeah.
Oh.
So a ninja, he's all alone, they ambush. Oh. What?
It was Spartan versus ninja.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that is what he said.
Oh, what did we say?
I said samurai.
You said
ninja.
It should have been samurai versus ninja.
Yeah, just
yeah.
What kind of?
But yeah, the samurai would easily win that battle, dude. Dude, they're like the oldest warrior, bro. I don't know
Didn't they have the samurai
that has lived through history? You know?
Yeah.
Wait.
I don't know.
No, samurai versus
Viking.
Was it Viking?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Dude,
you used to watch all those. Deadliest Warrior is so good.
Hell
I remember watching those as a kid. That was when Nate put us on, Zach.
Johnson, you're fired. What?
What?
But yeah, Ninja, bro.
If I'm going, like, I think a samurai would be pretty dope. For sure. A samurai would be pretty cool. Ninja would be fire.
I don't know, dude. I think the Crusade Knights would have been pretty sick.
They're just going there, just fucking willing these things, just
God wills it.
Are we talking? But we're talking about, I don't know, or like, no, actually, I'd go Roman.
Like,
I'd
like
wanna,
Gladiator?
No, Roman, like,
yeah,
Roman.
What if you went Roman and then you were just,
like, if we're just talking, like, who would be, like, in the military, like, I'd want to be, like, Caesar, bro, ultimately, but.
You'd want to get stabbed?
Not that one.
If there
was another
multiple Caesars, bro.
I just know the one.
Caesar was
stabbed.
The last name, dude.
Well, yeah, but I just know the one that got stabbed. He's the most famous one.
That was
Julius Caesar, and then
yeah.
You have Gaius.
Julius Caesar was
then
the one
Gaius.
That got stabbed.
Yeah, he's the first one, bro.
Yeah.
He's the first one. I'm gonna say he's the most famous one.
If it wasn't Ninja, I'd go like Conan the Barbarian, bro.
Yeah.
Like, would that be Viking or I don't know what is that?
Like,
what would you
Barbarian?
Call it? Yeah, I mean. Go there and just fucking battle axe.
Yeah.
It was the Roman centurion. Dude, my spelling is so terrible right now. Who did the Roman centurion fight?
The Roman centurion.
Raja warrior.
Are you talking about like Marvel?
I thought he versed. No, Marvel. What? I'm talking about the Deadliest Warrior show.
Oh, you're like the Centurion.
Centurion, the Roman
yeah.
Centurion. Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, that show was lit though. Deadliest Warrior was a
yeah.
Fire ass show. We have the games too,
yeah,
man.
We
played off fire.
Dude, I was just watching last night. I was watching John Wick and. Of the three, the first one.
Yeah, we just watched those.
We just
other
watched
day.
All three of them.
No,
literally
like
last few days.
Like,
yeah.
Like your
like,
first time.
No.
No.
Okay. Holy shit.
Right, no, we've seen them a lot.
Yeah,
man.
But no, it's crazy that you rewatched it. We literally watched them
so,
the last 2 days.
So
too.
Of the three, the first one's the best by far regarding
really,
just how
I really enjoy the second one.
The second one's good too, because he's doing a lot of headshots. But he's going in, like, even
the first one's
the
good
first
because
scene.
The first one's just the most iconic. He killed three men in a bar
with
a fucking pistol.
Who does that kind of thing?
Who does that?
Why do you call him the boogeyman? We don't call him the boogeyman. He's the one you call when you want to kill.
Kill the
yeah.
Fucking
boogeyman.
Man.
I'm like, fuck, I got
oh, yeah. Dude, they all have the signature. Oh.
They're like, yeah.
Whenever they say
like,
John Wick,
like,
it's like, whose car is it?
You're like,
John Wick's.
You're like,
oh.
What do you... You want to see how he became that.
Yeah.
Like, I hope they do like,
oh,
like a
prequel.
Like Star
Wars. You would have to find like a really good
like what was
book
the
of like
what was
young
the
fucking...
what was the impossible job that he did for the Russian boss?
Oh, to get out. Yeah,
see,
for
and Santino
the
helped the guy
yeah,
part
yeah,
two.
Started,
they're gonna
but,
shoot.
I don't know. It'd be you
he's like,
do that once, but
fucking job.
I guarantee you, dude. Hollywood's already thinking about this, but the
yeah,
hard thing would
good,
be
though.
They would have to find someone
it
to play a
good.
Keanu Reeves, a young Keanu Reeves. We already know what like young Keanu Reeves looked like.
Oh,
find their lookalike,
he's...
and then
whoa,
get
whoa,
a
Keanu no,
Reeves.
See, but you
Keanu
can
Reeves.
Do the thing. You can do the thing that they did with
I mean, awesome technology.
Fast and Furious
crazy.
With Paul Walker, get a lookalike and then CGI the rest.
I know
you can
technology is
it.
Pretty crazy. Now.
You just
Star
want someone
Wars
that has
CGI,
a similar
like,
structure.
When they did Admiral Tarkin in Rogue One. Bro, I saw Rogue One in 4D in a movie theater in Phnom Penh in Cambodia. Bro, and that was one of the best movie experiences I've ever had in my life.
Oh my
I
God.
Cried when Darth Vader was slashing up fucking Rebels. Darth Vader is my favorite cinematic character ever. Oh, yeah.
Would the Imperial March or Darth Vader theme, would that be your walking music if you were like a wrestler or like a boxer or UFC fighter?
That'd be
just,
pretty sick. Just
dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. That'd be sick.
And fucking...
But like, what if it was like a sick remix though? Like get like a really hard fucking like artist on it. And fucking just... Oh, that'd be sick.
Oh, man.
If you tell like,
why don't you do it?
Oh, yeah, I can make my own intro. I don't know, because you're walking out to your own, like... I guess you could hype up your own self.
He's the best.
I'm the best.
Yeah.
I'm the
hey, that's
best.
A power horror movie. Just like
best, very best.
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
In your face.
Yes. Oh, hell yeah. Jared's coming. We're doing that Xbox. I'm chilling this week. I'm just gonna get high and play Xbox, bro.
You know,
I'm having a relaxed weekend this weekend. I work too hard.
It's crazy, bro. I'm not big into gaming, but I could watch people play games. Like if I'm here in person though, not like watching someone play video games on a computer, but like I could watch you play, dude, and it's entertaining to me.
Oh, dude, we're gonna streaming squad, and I mean that's the hope in doing that. Just because we all love it, it would be fun. Like one day out of a week, we'd all like plan a day that we all play for like the day and stream it live together as a squad.
Dude,
you know what you need, bro?
Ooh,
that was a weird one.
But are all you guys playing?
Yeah, we'd be the ones playing.
Okay, so here, this is what you need when you do it. You need someone to not play and watch because they're like your outer spotters, dude. They can see things that you guys don't because you guys are like in the game, you know, playing. Like,
yeah.
There's things you guys can't see. And if you have someone outside that's not playing, like, oh, they can just, even those little things, those little signals they'll tell you. You'll be like, oh, shit. And you'll find shit, bro.
Sorry, dude.
No, you're good, bro.
Like,
I don't even know why I'm texting right now. I'm
big streamers, like, when
they
get their followers, all the followers in their chats are usually like, hey, and like, help them.
No. Seriously, dude. Fuck shit up.
Yeah, fuck shit up. Fuck shit up, dude. Oh man, damn dude. I am like, what is all this all of a sudden? Yeah. I guess I'm going to a car show on Saturday.
Oh, we're at?
I have no idea. Let me ask.
Like, I'm in. Swipe
yeah,
right.
Where? No, not like that. Where is it?
I'm in.
No.
That's basically what you're doing, right?
Well, yeah, I'm in.
Cool,
I'm
power me. Where at?
I don't know. No, yeah, Jared's coming down this weekend for, like, we're just going to be, he's going to hook up his Xbox, I'll have mine, I'll be, like, editing this episode and stuff like that. I'll just having a chill, smoke, fucking chill. He's active, he can't smoke with me, but he'll probably be drinking. We're just going to kick it. And then he knows a car show on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
It is somewhere in San Diego. He doesn't even know where it's at either.
He swiped right also.
Yeah. Bro, he doesn't even know where it's at either.
He's like, I'm in.
I'm in. But yeah.
I love it. No,
so
I got
we'll
a friend
there.
Too. He's down.
And then we're going to pick up my cousins that are flying in from Boston. Boston.
Oh,
shit. On S7.
Are they Patriot fans?
Yep.
You don't even laugh at that. I did
the guys, how about you guys?
I'm a Patriots fan.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We grew up. My mom's from Boston.
Oh shoot, man. Uh-oh.
Gale, what was that Boston thing you're talking about?
I don't know. I couldn't find it when I looked. The Boston Massachusetts. It was if someone had a lisp and they said it. It was Tyler showed me. I think it was a funny video. But every time they said it,
yeah,
the
dude,
Boston
disabilities is man funny. He's like, he had a speech
impediment.
I actually laugh at it hard. I won't lie. No.
We're
not
going
to talk
about
that. I got a sick sense of humor. I won't lie. The Marine Corps gave me a very sick sense of humor.
Oh, no, the military does, bro. Trust me, man.
I have such a sick sense of humor.
That's why when we joined the cult, and I saw everyone talking about, oh my god.
Bro, that guy farting on his ball sack. Oh my god.
I hate to say this, but I had to watch it several times to make sure I saw what I saw.
I watched it a couple times, too.
I was like, how did that fit in there? And then
how did it
reach around?
Bro, more of like, how did it come out?
Did you see it?
I thought, I showed it to him.
I was like,
you gotta look at this. He's in the chat, bro.
I was like,
I saw it.
Yeah. Dude, he shoved his balls in his asshole, and then it looked like he like diarrhea'd it out. But like, no shit.
But clean.
It was so gross. It was so weird. It,
like he wanted
to
make sure it was warm, put it inside, and then just,
and then he's like gave birth to it. It looked like a birthing sack coming out of his asshole.
And then that's what he finds. Like, I want to see how it is to give birth.
It was so
out of my butthole.
Weird.
And then
it's
like
it
he breached
so
his
weird.
Nut.
Oh.
His nut breached.
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird. Man, I'm just like fully visioning it right now.
It's impressive though. Very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
I guess in a sense it was impressive.
America's Got Talent, baby.
Yeah,
yeah right?
Dude, I got a trick for you.
Did you see that episode? There was a You know Dr. Pimple Popper?
Oh, I don't
There's a, oh, I love it. Like I love that shit, dude.
I don't like this.
So there's a dude, he had some type of cyst like in his gooch, and it looked like a nutsack, so he goaded her, like bent over, like, look, can you help me? And it looks like it's nuts, but it's a cyst just hanging. Yeah.
That's gross. I don't know why that made me think of that one story of the guy sharding on his honeymoon.
Sharding's
you don't
fun.
Know that story?
No, sharding's never fun.
No, let
that's
me tell you this story because...
That's not something you talk about, man.
Yeah,
no, man.
This is... Well, I've sharded.
Well, sharding... We all shard, but...
There's... I have...
Have
you ever sharded, bro?
You never sharded?
Listen, I've had...
I think
as a kid, I've had some stories, sure. But, like... Teenager? I don't have any memories
I'm
of those.
Cool. I definitely shart.
You need to shart once in your life, just so you know that you...
I'm sure it's gonna happen, man.
You don't wanna feel it, you're like, fuck.
Dude, that's true.
You're like, it's a feeling that's
That's terrible. Dude, but the first time I sharted was funny as fuck, though, I won't lie. It's kinda gross, but I'll tell
you. So go and start the story, so there I was.
In the shower, fucking just washing. Bro, and I was just la la la, singing whatever music I was listening to, and I found a fart, and I was like, oh, and I was pushing a little too hard, because I was just like, I'm gonna fart this out, and it ended up, like, talking cartoon splat on the wall. It was, boom!
Oh, that sounds like it was stuck or backed up.
No,
that's
dude,
why
but
it
was
shot.
It was like spray, bro. It was like a shark spray. It was a poof, but all across the wall. And, like, I felt that shit leave my asshole. And I didn't even look back at first. I, like, stopped in horror already.
In horror!
And I was just like, what just happened, bro? And I, like, slowly turned around just to see Char at the wall. I was like, oh! Oh! Like, daddy daycare, bro. I was like,
oh,
God! I missed! Like, I was just like, I washed my ass, bro. And, like, you know, I washed the shower, bleached, bro. That was so gross. But, you know... I definitely sharted a couple times after that, but we won't talk about it. But the sharp honeymoon story is funny. I was told this, it was by Fred. You remember Fred, Caleb?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, it was an incredible source. Like, it's credible. Like, he was like, yeah, I had this friend one time. He's like, I forget what we're talking about. We're talking about something weird, clearly about sharding. And fucking, there was like a group of us. He's like, yeah, I had this friend. And... he ruined his honeymoon because of sharding. And we're like, what?
Like, really? Like, is that much of a deal breaker?
No, right, no. Listen. So, the friend... you know, this is very Christian people. The friend and the wife never fucked. They're virgins. So, they just got married. It's their big... They're finally
going
to find out, bro. Find out what this magical sex is all about, bro. You know, they're two little babies right now frothing, bro. They're so happy. They're about to touch private parts, man. And fucking, so she goes into the bathroom to freshen up. And this dude is on the bed, already naked, waiting for
her. Ready.
She's ready. Dude, they're ready. They've waited fucking, he was like
his whole
23
life.
Or something.
Wait, his whole life.
Yeah, bro. He's ready, bro. He's like, I'm going to finally... find out what this is all about. And she was freshening up. She was really freshening up, like a good amount of time, where he was just laying there and just like, oh, maybe it'd be funny if I was in like a weird position. Like she came out, like I was laying on the bed, like my hand like that, you know, all posed. So he's like posing, like just having fun. He's by himself.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if my legs were like behind my head? And he's just joking around, not expecting. So he puts his like legs behind,
God.
Like, you know,
no.
You know the position, kind of like doing like that. And
that makes me want to poo already.
No, at the moment she opens the bathroom door, so it startles him, and he's in the boom, you know, flies out. Fucking no, not on her, bro. It didn't.
Oh,
hit.
But sure, shit.
No, that was some apple pie shit. It hit the wall next to her.
But it shot
like poof, like spray, bro. Like you got to think about it. His legs are behind his head, and then a door suddenly opened. Like I'm ready. You know, just,
boom!
Yeah. And she, of course, screams, closes the door, apparently,
and
locks herself
in
the room, the bathroom for the rest of the night.
And she's still a virgin for right
they're
now.
They're both virgins,
speak.
Yeah.
No,
they're both
right
still,
she
yeah.
Is. She is. She's like, this
bro,
is what sex is?
They probably got a divorce and she never tried to have sex
she's
again.
Like,
she's like, the Lord told me no.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, man.
The Lord told me no. Oh, dude.
But
no,
that's
that
a real story, though?
Yeah, it's a real story.
Oh, shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You should make a movie out of that.
Dude, right? That does sound like a, like, an
it sounds
American,
like
American
like a Good Boys. Like, when I watched Good Boys, I was like, oh my fucking god, dude.
Good Boys.
You've never watched Good Boys?
I've watched Good Boys.
The sixth graders?
No, I never saw it.
Oh my god, my friends
went to go see that one time, and I was like, not feeling a movie. I was like, you know what?
I'm just going to go to the bar and just drink.
And they went to see it.
They're vulgar like us, but they're sixth graders. But they're still learning, so they still have no idea.
I need to watch this movie. Maybe I'll watch that tonight.
He's like, oh, let's go play with my dad's CPR doll. It's not, you know, shit like that, dude. Like,
it's a funny movie, dude.
Maybe I'll watch that
tonight.
They go
on a whole mission.
Adventure, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll light up
adventure.
I'll light up that last blunt, and then fucking
watch that.
That'll be a good movie to watch.
Yes.
I'm down. I love good movies.
Oh,
man.
I love good funny movies.
Yeah, I heard that was a good one. I can't believe I've never... I totally actually forgot the movie existed. But I heard it was good.
It was.
During the time that it was out.
It was.
I hope they make it right.
Like Good Boys too, like when they're like in high school or something.
But now it's
they're more. But now they're the ones like throwing a party or something like that.
It has to be like they're or you could do it with their kids.
What?
Yeah. They're the parents.
Yeah, but you. I mean, yeah, you could do that. But like, wouldn't it be such a big jump when you want like a high school one of them?
It would have to be.
And then like you could do like a college one, and then they're the dads.
It would have to be ridiculous. Even high school would have to be ridiculous. I'm talking about like...
I'm going to have to watch
like
Project
Eggs?
Almost, but they still don't know, you know, what's what kind of deal. Like, they're learning.
I feel like after the first one, they know a lot.
They know a lot.
They know a lot.
You must go on an... Don't give me any spoilers.
I'm not, but I'm just saying they know
a
lot.
I'll watch it tonight. I'll watch it tonight. That'll be my movie tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You a big Star Wars guy?
You know, unfortunately, I'm not. I'm gonna say I don't follow it.
New season of Bad Batch is out.
I've seen them all. No, I've seen them all. I've seen all the Star Wars movies. I just didn't get into it the way I did with Marvel. Like, you know, I grew up collecting comic books. I still collect comic books. Like,
except your DC Hall passes, Miss Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie.
Oh, Margot Robbie is my.
Your DC Hall pass.
No, yeah, his Hall pass with his wife is Margot Robbie. So
and Sophie Vergara.
And Sophie who?
Sophie Vergara.
Which one's that again?
Oh, she's
Modern
Family.
Family.
Oh, yeah, the...
Oh, the
MILF.
Oh, my God, dude.
So, I can't understand a word that lady says.
No, you don't
it's
have
okay.
to,
It's okay. She doesn't have to.
Yeah.
I don't have to understand her. She understands me.
Yeah,
she understands
me. And my needs.
That's funny.
Yeah. But, no, Margot's bad, dude. Like, even in Tarzan, Wolf of Wall Street...
Wolf of Wall Street is what started it. Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
Started it all for us. It started it crazy, bro. We saw her naked and it was game over. But I bet she has a lovely personality, too.
Oh, she's a darling.
I bet, bro. I bet she's actually awesome. She wears her beauty proudly. So, Marvel.
Yeah, I grew up watching that X. Remember that X-Men cartoon back in the 90s? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I know teenage, but I probably saw like on every morning there used to be that channel that played like old cartoons. I can't remember.
Like with Fox or something. But yeah, man, I grew up on that. Grew up collecting comic books. Still do.
Yeah, who's your favorite hero?
Even before you know, recently with all the Marvel movies, man, like Wolverine and Deadpool were like my go-to.
Deadpool's
man.
my absolute
my
all-time favorite.
He's been my go-to.
Man, you can't say like favorite hero, I guess, because technically he's an anti-hero.
Hey, he does good.
He does good in his own way.
Yeah.
And we love him for it.
He tries.
No, I'm gonna get Deadpool tattooed as a pinup girl on my thigh.
Ooh.
That's my plan. And then I'm gonna get Death as another pinup girl on my other thigh, and like Deadpool will be like blowing her a kiss.
I wanna do
blowing her, you're just like blowing her.
Blowing her.
Yeah, like when I put my thighs together, they're like fucking. I just slap my thighs together.
Ooh.
Like
so. I like that. Give me idea. No,
yeah.
I wanted to do one year, we dress up for Halloween all the time, my family does.
Yeah.
And one year I wanted to be Deadpool. And then my wife to be
Deadpool one year.
My wife to be Spider-Gwen. And then for our daughter to be Gwenpool.
Gwenpool.
Okay.
And we'd all be our little family. And those are all characters now.
And yeah. Why didn't you guys do this?
We're working.
We're working. I love pineapple juice.
Oh, me too, no.
Oh, it's just so good.
Pineapple juice, fresh coconut, like no shit, cracked
dude,
open coconut.
My nut's gonna be tasting fantastic for like tonight. I might need to take advantage of that.
Who wants some?
Hey, girls.
Coke.
I just drank a lot of pineapple juice.
If you're thirsty,
you know my
come on
nut.
By. Yeah. Shit.
Hell no, dude. My game is so off, bro. I don't be pulling nothing these days. We so busy too, man.
Dude, that's what it is, bro. We gotta do it, bro.
Females, a lot of time goes into trying to talk to one of them. I bet it's the same way for a female trying to talk to a dude. There's a lot that goes. Actually, probably not. Guys are easy, bro.
Yeah,
he's like,
oh, you're talking to me? Okay.
Smash? We smash?
Yeah,
we smash?
No,
oh,
smash,
no
smash.
Smash? No smash? Oh, I don't like you. I don't like you. I move on now.
Yeah.
That's basically, though, how it goes, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes. But, like, the girls are kind of the same way if they're like that. But if you're looking for a relationship, then it's, I guess, different. I do not need any time soon.
Well, what's relationship mean? Is relationship mean commitment?
Yeah,
relationship. Does it
mean commitment.
Expectation?
I would say that would be a relationship.
You know?
Like, well, different kind. There are different kind of relationships, though.
Yeah, you can have just smash only relationships. You know what I'm saying?
But that's like a friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, or just a relationship. Well, yeah, but I'm talking like most girls want that other boyfriend.
Mm.
The commitment, man. They want the commitment. They want you to commit before you can touch.
Basically like the virgin story and getting almost shitted on.
What?
Right?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. The virgin story of almost getting shitted on?
Hey, yeah. The
honeymoon.
The honeymoon.
Oh!
Like, they want like that type of, hey, you know, you ain't getting nothing until fucking you prove to me.
Oh, yeah, basically.
You're worthy.
That's different because they were probably dating for like 6 years because that's what Christian couples be like. They date forever. They don't do anything crazy. They just let that sexual tension build and build and build. And then they're just like, I can't take it anymore. Slap a ring on my finger. And they're like, boop. And then I'm married and they're like, da 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 da. You know?
You bring up an issue, but I wonder if it ever is like that, though. Like,
it
yo,
probably is, bro.
Like,
they probably get so horned up that they just get married so they can finally bust a nut. Tell me that's not.
I could not.
Tell me they don't do other stuff other than sex.
Oh yeah, like, there's a documentary.
Like Andy's and stuff like that.
Like oh,
totally, dude.
Maybe
what's,
or they're
Andy's
like,
doing?
Don't worry, this is okay though.
They totally.
Or but there you got to think about there are probably people that really don't.
Oh
do
no
anything.
No they're probably yeah. They're
no
just,
a mix of both.
There was a series on Netflix.
Or where it's like oh I just only give head so it's not sex.
Or I take in the butt.
I take in the butt.
Or you can put it in but don't move. Like no, there's a series on Netflix
that's
where
crazy.
They go to a Mormon school and they can't you know
that's
have
crazy.
Sex or it doesn't count if you don't move
if
or like
don't
or
move.
Or you want to or what they'll do is like
so
they'll be on the
good.
Bed
so
guy laying
good.
Down
yeah
girl and girl on top
uh-huh.
And then they won't move but the friends will jump on the bed to make them move like is that a loophole. Right?
It's
I mean,
a
loophole. It is.
No,
it's a
loophole. It's not. That's just
like,
in their,
it.
Like,
we
their
we
mind.
It.
It's just
like,
sex
so
with
because,
extra
because
steps.
The term is...
It's just sex with extra steps.
The term is... I mean, it's pretty...
And then your friends are watching.
It's pretty neat. It's
yeah,
pretty
but you probably do it for them, too.
Yeah.
You're doing it for them. Oh, you guys just take a turn.
Yeah.
Our turn.
Yeah.
That's... Oh, my gosh. That's such... I had so many.
Like, think
visuals.
Of the ways, like, if you're trying. If you're,
I was
loophole
way
ways.
Too high for to hear that.
Think
man.
Think of loophole ways. Like, that's pretty. That sounds pretty
I
fun.
Don't know, they're not moving.
I would just,
okay, are you saying.
I would just
like,
try it for shits
yeah.
and giggles. Just
are you
to
talking
try,
about we were in that
man,
some technical
cool
issues? That would be my loophole. We were just talking about Mormons putting it in, not moving, and jumping on a bed. Right?
How fun would that be, though? Like, to find a way.
I love it. Just right into it. Right,
like, to find a way, like, you know, yeah, you can smash. Like, that, you know, obviously, I love to smash. But, to come up with ways or loopholes where...
It's not a loophole, though.
Is it? What
no,
is it?
No, it's not. It's
at the end of the day,
it's
not. It's,
at the end of the day, it's not a loophole.
What is the definition of sex? I think it's...
Putting it in.
No, I think it's in
and...
I think it's in and out. It has
no.
to...
No matter what, he's gonna pull out eventually, right?
Well, but it's still going in
no
and
matter
out
what, you
jumping.
Have to pull out. Once you go in, you can't stay in there forever.
Oh. That's a point.
You gotta pull out.
I think
you've
it's
had sex.
I think it's in out and out is
no. We can use that in an extra in
no.
out and out.
Look it up.
Okay.
What is it?
We're really looking up what's the definition of sex right now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Like, we're like fourth graders that don't know.
Well, you don't know we don't know the textbook one.
Yeah, what's the...
No, yeah, no, I'm saying, like, I feel like a fourth grader. Like, I'm...
The
definition of sex. Like, I just heard about this. Like, what is
it? I'm putting it in the book. Does that count as sex?
Definition of sex.
Right?
Here, sexual activities, including specifically sexual intercourse, either of two main categories, male and female, in which humans are most often living things, are divided on the basis of their functions. Determine the sex of sexing chickens. present something in more interesting or lively way. The department set up a task force to help sex up the concept of conserving water.
What?
Are you reading?
Yeah. Bro, I'm reading it. Look, you read it.
I can't see that far.
It says sexting chickens right there.
I didn't mean to look at virginity.
What's the actual definition of...
If you're saving yourself.
Loss
right?
of virginity.
It's not just sex. That's why I'm like, sexing chickens.
Yeah, I don't know why I said it.
Water.
Okay, losing your virginity means having sex for the first time. The idea of virginity can apply to people of any gender or sexual orientation. There is no strict definition of virginity because there is no strict definition of sex.
What?
There's not one way of saying I'm a virgin because there's so many people that are like, I only give head, I'm still a virgin. People say that that's oral sex and you're no longer a virgin.
So, I mean, is virgin...
There's so many different definitions
is
that
virgin,
there's no one definition for
is
it.
Is virgin like when
I would
when
say
a,
it's,
when a whole, a
I would
is
say
not hooked?
No, I would say as soon as... No, because I didn't look at losing virginity as head. Like, I would get head, I didn't think I was losing my virginity. And I didn't think she was losing her virginity. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
My definition of virginity
is
if my dick went inside a vagina.
Okay.
I lost my virginity.
Okay. Oh, virginity, vagina.
Exactly. V's and V's, man.
So, what would be for
v
your
for
mouth?
That's nothing. That's just fun.
Yes.
This is fun, dude. That's like one of my favorite past activities is just getting a head rub.
Oh, I love it, bro.
I wish it was that easy, bro. I wish I could just get head like that. If I'm just like,
it won't suck itself, bro. It won't suck itself.
That'd be sick. Maybe I should just invest in one of those, like...
A pocket pussy?
Nah, I had one of those. I felt so guilty after I used one of them.
You're like, it shouldn't be this fucking good. God damn.
I had, like, post-nut clarity because of a fucking pocket pussy. And what was her name? Danny Daniels.
Oh my god.
Porn stars.
Your pocket pussy's name? Oh no, that was hers.
Yeah, I bought a porn stars pocket pussy and I used it like three times and each time I post nut clarity just like I should be disgusted with myself how hard I just pounded that piece of plastic.
Bro.
Like it was so
But you know what, dude? I'm not even judging, like I believe you, bro. I believe you, like they know what it, you know.
Well, exactly, bro. It's made for pleasure, bro. That's the whole point of them. That's why girls buy all like them vibrators and shit. It makes them go, you know.
Oh, with the twirly swirlies.
Twirly swirly, man. I was on Pornhub like literally last night, probably jerking off, and I saw like those little ads on the top of the screen. It's like a dildo that vibrated, but it had like these two little floppy things coming out of it, and it was like,
it just showed it
going into like a pussy, and like it just like it was like, yeah, it was going crazy, and then just slid right in. And I was just like, what?
Like,
dude, that thing's
like,
just going like this inside there.
You're like, I can do that with my hands, just fucking.
Bro, dude, you ripped the girl apart at that part, my guy.
As advertised, just fucking go around fucking.
Oh, man. Funny. Yeah.
How do we get there?
We were talking about the Mormons jumping on the bed.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, you know the thing that'd be like,
back on the Mormons jumping on the bed.
Oh, we can go to something else. I'm just thinking, like, it'd be cool to come up with something where, like, break the norm, break the stereotype or the thought, or like Mythbusters almost, but with Urban Dictionary or of something like that.
I don't know. You got to go deeper in on this for me. I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
Okay, so you know Mythbusters, right?
Yeah, I know
Mythbusters. Where they were like, oh, can you get electrocuted when you hold a kite with the key? Like, you know, they break these myths that, oh, don't do that. Don't
yeah,
get gum because it'll stay
shit.
In your system forever, right?
That shit was so good.
So we need something where we push.
Where's my pop?
We, you had in your, oh, right here.
Thank you.
Where you push, I guess, you know, our thought boundaries or not just sex boundaries, but like what we think is like.
It's like the Kama Sutra, bro.
Yeah. We push those boundaries to see like, is it true or is it fake? You know, like.
Oh, we would go hunting to find Mormons jumping on beds. We'd be like ghosts.
Not just that, no, but
even. Like ghosts, but like hunting.
No, but like
man.
Urban Dictionary, you know, all the, you know, crazy, you know, Bobo Brazilian, fucking the Angry Pirate, you know, all that shit, you know.
We would go
you
find
out,
angry
like,
pirate.
You know, like.
We would go hunt an angry pirate.
No, you, what's it called? You myth bust these
yeah,
moves.
You'd find out
things.
If it was real or not, right?
Yeah.
So we would have to go find an angry pirate.
Not an angry pirate, that's what the move is called, bro.
What's the move?
Angry pirate?
What's the angry pirate?
That's when you fucking come in a girl's eye, you kick her in the shin, she goes, arr! Like, you know, that
oh,
shit.
Oh, that's like the fucking dragon, you ever heard
yeah.
that one?
What's a dragon?
Oh, it's where you bust in a girl's mouth and you smack the back of her head so it flies out her nose.
Oh, we call that strawberry shortcake.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, see?
That sounds terrible. I'm like, whoever came up with these.
I'm saying, but like, it's
some
that's
weird
what I'm
kinks, you know?
Well, like, what? Like, is it, like, do we have to go, like, AVN to find out if this shit's real? Like, because it could be real in another.
No, it's real because you could do it. Like, I could just do that.
But like it.
Or like it? What do
yeah,
you mean?
Like it or.
Oh, you find, like, the weird sex cults for these weird movies.
Like, yeah, like, you know, like I said, like, oh, what's the, you know, what's the definition of not doing that or doing this in a way and finding
this
out?
This would be just a weird show altogether, man. We should do it sometime, man. Let's go hunt people that do strawberry shortcakes. Pink. Oh, man, dude.
I'm going to try this one now.
The ranch?
Yeah.
It's just ranch. It's yummy, though. Ranch and pizza will always go good together. I don't know. I understand how people don't like ranch. I also don't understand how people like ranch too much. Like, I don't understand that. Like, you have to like ranch. Like, I like it as a dipping sauce, but I don't understand how people could, like, drink ranch. Like, you see those people that just fucking could just gulp ranch down? I don't understand that. But then I don't understand how people don't like it because it's amazing.
Ranch is one of the ones I'm trying to think of what other sauces people guzzle down that like they love.
Barbecue sauce. People use barbecue sauce a lot. Honey mustard.
No, ranch is pretty common though. Like that, like people like you are.
Yeah,
right,
it's a very
there
common
ranch
one.
Lovers.
But then there's the real ranch lovers, and then you have the people that just don't like ranch. I had a fucking Caleb's friend Tyler. Fucking didn't try ranch for like 21 years of his life. Or he's.
So,
yeah.
He's a ranch virgin.
He was, yeah. I think he
oh,
lost
no,
it like a couple months ago.
Ranch,
and he was
ranch,
like, yeah,
oh,
it was
how
okay.
How do you combine that?
Huh? A
yeah.
ranch virgin, yeah. He was basically a ranch virgin until he lost it.
And then, like, yeah.
No, he said it was alright. Like, you say, he was like, I can see why people like it. Like, he was like, yeah, it was good.
Do you think virgins think like that? Like, oh, it's alright.
Well, probably for girls, because this doesn't, like, hurt the first time a lot. Like, I won't lie, when I took my ex's virginity, bro, like, she was like, oh! Like, they, like,
this is not what I was told. Like, what
well,
were you
like,
told?
Yeah, bro, like, she would be, like, drip, and I'd sometimes be a little better, but, like, she would have me go, like, I was, like, fucking turtle speed sometimes, man. Hey, it lasted forever because, dude, it was so slow.
Slow,
damn. We're finished. Hey, yo, she always finished her race, though. That's what mattered.
Could you have gotten there faster if someone was jumping on the bed?
Maybe, bro.
See, that's what
maybe
I'm saying.
We just needed the jumping
See?
On the bed.
Well, but then it wouldn't be sex.
Yeah. Then she never would have lost her virginity. Which she probably would have been thankful for that. She, like, hates me. So it's okay. I'll haunt her. I just hope I'm in her nightmares.
That bad, huh?
No, I hope I'm in a lot of people's nightmare. I would rather be in your nightmare than your dream. Low key, bro. If you're gonna have me in some form, have me in your nightmare. Because like if I'm chasing you like Friday the 13th style, that's freaky, man. That's gonna stick with you.
No, you're right.
And I'd find it funny as fuck.
You're right. No, I love like one of my favorite movies I do like to watch. I do like to watch horror movies, just I feel it more like...
See, I don't even... I like slashers. But, like, paranormal shit scares the living fuck out.
Oh, like, I love... Like, Michael Myers is my dude. That's my dude. Like,
demons scare the shit out.
He's my dude. Like, I love watching him, like, just fuck shit up.
Yeah, I believe in the dark, like, spirit realm shit, man.
Oh, so, like, no Ring or Grudge. Like, none of that
I hated those movies, man. Those shit scared me.
Did you watch Insidious?
Bro, those movies. I haven't watched all of them, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've watched the first two, at least.
I just, you know, I watch
them. I need to watch the other ones. I just need to watch through them again. I watched the first one not too long ago.
The first one and the second one were really good.
Yeah, I need to watch the other ones because they're making a new one, aren't
just
they?
Just to get it as training. Like, you know what not to do or what to look out for.
Yeah, for...
That's why I watch them. Like, hey,
they're dark.
Don't go down the basement that has no light. Don't open the book that's made of human skin wrapped in barbed wire in a plastic bag.
This is common sense. Oh, that was Evil Dead, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Don't
see, like, I've watched all of them. It's just like, oh, they actually scared me.
Don't
like,
read the passage. Like,
yeah, I watched them. But I will never usually be the person who suggests to watch a horror movie. I'll never be the guy. Usually the only times I've ever watched it, like why I've watched all of them, is because it's always someone else. Like, hey, let's watch this. Like, it just came out. Let's watch this. Or, oh, you've never seen this? Oh, you got to.
Oh, that's me. Me and my daughter, I'm like, hey, babe, like, the new Michael Myers movie come out. You ready to watch it? She's like... No, but deep down inside, she wants to.
Deep down, really, she wants to.
She's scared, but she wants to watch, so she knows, you know, hey, man, don't cut through the forest, the deep, dark forest, you know.
Why, and there's a mass serial killer on the loose, you know, yeah.
You know?
Yep, textbook 101, you know. Yeah.
One of the myths also, you know, if you're a virgin, then you might survive, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, see if that's true, huh? What if one of us goes be the serial killer? We gotta be elaborate. So you go around killing people, I'll find the virgin, we'll see if she survives you.
But you said you want to be the guy in the nightmare, so why don't you...
But, yeah, I guess I could.
Yeah, but I want to fuck.
This is my work. Exactly, once you're defeated and it's true, I'll take the virginity of the girl, so you can then kill her. Oh, I'll be a ladder player. It'll be like Scream, bro. And then it appears that I was on the enemy side all along, bro. I'll be licking my finger fake blood, you know?
I don't know if I talked to you.
Period is nothing but...
If I talked to you about it already, but did you watch Bullet Train?
I loved Bullet Train.
Bullet Train?
Yeah, wait, have you watched it yet?
No, yeah.
Oh, no spoilers there.
Oh,
so we gotta ask, bro. Oh, it's so good, though.
It was... You know, I was crazy. Because, you know, I watch a lot of movies, and I'm like... Yeah, there's mixed reviews, but I watched it. I'm like, dude, this movie was...
It was so good.
Badass.
Like, it was so good.
Even not just the storyline, but cinematically.
Oh, yeah, bro.
The way they laid it out, I'm like, you couldn't have done it any other way. Like,
yeah,
I was like, I was impressed. I was like, holy shit, like, this is pretty...
Yeah,
Your mission tonight is to go watch Bullet Train, bro.
Yeah. I gotta watch, what was the movie I gotta watch? Good Boys.
Oh, Good Boys.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'll watch Good Boys, yeah. I don't forget, when it comes to movies, I'll be like, oh, there we go, I gotta do it. I'm gonna watch that tonight.
That movie.
I don't got anything going on tomorrow morning, so, like, I'm gonna be chilling, and then relax, Xbox weekend, bro.
Dude, there you go.
Yeah, right. I need a little drinky drink, a little smoky smoke, a lot of smoky smoke, probably. Nice.
I got a big Sunday, man, hopefully get some golfing on Sunday morning.
Bro, we gotta go golfing. Me and you gotta go golfing, dude. It'll be a blast.
Let's go.
Fucking the RB Golf right there.
I've never done RBI.
We've gone a few times.
I went there, I saw,
course.
What's that called? They have, like, electronic caddies, and you're on a two-way, and it follows you. So your clubs?
Yeah, have you seen that?
I've seen, like, I don't know if they have them, but,
yeah,
like, I've
yeah,
seen
they
people
have
them with
RBI.
Them. I've seen people with those. I don't know if they
have them.
They do. Yeah,
no, they said they
give
them out, and you're on a two-way.
I just get the cart, bro. The cart is lit.
It was pretty sick though. I was like, oh shit, it's like Jensen shit. Like, this is pretty fucking
what
cool.
If we got one and it followed the cart? Like, do you think you could keep up? Just, like, you're driving this little caddy just right behind you.
That'd be sick, dude.
Right? So or you could just tie it up, I guess.
And make it go fast?
Yeah, just pull it along with you. Just so you could have one with you. You don't even need it, but you just want it to come with you.
Shits and giggles. Everything.
Exactly. That way, so when you hop out of the golf cart, it'll follow you to,
The tee,
yeah.
Oh, man.
See, I don't golf like that, but I like golfing.
Learn,
I
bro.
Wish I want to actually get into it. Like, I actually want to get into it. Every time I go, I have a blast.
Oh, it's fun, man.
Especially now that I can smoke weed, dude. It's even better.
Woo! You just had it off, bro.
Yeah, I did. Hey, I won't lie. My drive is pretty fucking good.
Yeah?
I have some pretty good ones, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
I'm not terrible. My short game, though, or I guess I would say my mid game.
My mid game
is. It's terrible.
I can't.
Then my short game is a hit or miss.
Yeah. No, I'm on the same boat, bro. Yeah, we.
Dude,
go
we gotta go golf and we'll set it up, bro. Like, how about?
I can only do Sundays. Sundays.
Yeah. How about like not? Cause I'm busy. Not this Sunday. What about maybe next Sunday?
As long as it's not.
Oh wait, I might be. Oh, we could do if
And in the morning.
If I'm working at 3. We could do a morning one, like say like 8.
Yeah.
Meet up. Do it 8 to like.
The game. So basically, this Sunday. Hopefully I can go golf, and then we got a big game. Bills.
Oh, then you go to the IR. You
go
to IR and watch the
Bills
game.
Bengals, man.
Dude, can you believe the Bucks got
Bills fan, bro? That's my ass. Like, oh shit. Yeah, man.
I'm
a fan of basketball.
I'm a Packers, bro.
I am. I'm a Patriot. I'm sad y'all are in my division, but I'm a fan of them.
Right there.
I do, however.
That's me, baby.
I do, however, think the Bengals might take it. I think the Bengals might take it. I don't know.
The Bengals still have that one quarterback.
Joe Burrow? Yes, sir.
Yeah. The one like
dude,
all the girls went
Joe
crazy
Shiesty.
Over. All the girls were like, I want to suck that man.
Yeah, Joe Shiesty? He's good, man. He's good. I just think it'd be a really cool
story.
You're not
even in the camera, Caleb.
I think it'd be a cool story from last year. And them going and returning and them winning it.
Oh,
yeah. Be cool.
That would be a good story.
That's why I'd be like, I'm not mad
30,
at it.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
Oh, no, I can't be mad at that. 49ers,
too.
Dude,
I wouldn't be mad at them.
I just thought
Brock
about
Purdy.
It. Yo, what if it was like a gimmick of like a podcast? It was like a dude where you can see him, but you can't see his face. He always has like a hoodie, but you like hear his voice. And it was like you will never see his face, but he's always in your podcast.
Very similar face.
Huh? Yeah, but I'm saying like, wouldn't that have been like a weird gimmick?
Yeah.
Like if you have someone like that instead of like a camera guy that's sitting behind the camera to talk,
yeah.
He's always in the shot with his hoodie, but you just never see his face.
I like that, bro.
Yeah.
And then, are you gonna reveal eventually?
I mean, you'd have to reveal it at the right moment. Yeah, or you just never reveal it, or it goes till the grave, bro. Like you keep it up the entire time, or you would reveal it like once.
But
like,
then it could be,
the thing
but
is,
you have to reveal
people
it
would know about it though. The thing is, people would know. But still not know, because there would be a speculation. I guess you would have to, each person that came on, you'd have to tell. But eventually, I feel like it would get leaked.
Yeah.
But then you would just never confirm it. You'd never confirm it. They would never be able to confirm it, because you never reveal it. You could take it to the grave, or reveal it, you got me.
Yeah.
And then you switch him out, or something. Now he becomes like, now he doesn't have the hood on, he's chilling, but there's a new guy in a hoodie.
Yeah.
If you're like that big. That'd be kind of good. That's a weird thought to have, maybe in the future.
I like it.
Yeah, I'll write that down in the old mental notes.
Oh.
It means I'll probably forget it.
No, man, you said you're good. You said you remember shit.
I do.
You said you're
like,
gonna get there.
Yeah,
when you drink.
It's a weird memory when you smoke. Sometimes like you'll forget something.
You smoke
again.
Oh,
man, you smoke again, and then it just like pops in your head. You're like, oh shit, that's what I was thinking about.
That's it, dude.
Yeah, those moments are the best.
It's crazy, bro.
Those moments are the best.
Even with drinking, the same thing. Like you're like. You're like,
no, I've completely forgiven drinking, dude.
No, seriously, though.
Blacked out, you're just, everything's gone. And all you can hope is to get fragments back as the day goes on.
But, like, even little things, yeah, like, I would still be able to remember things, like.
Yeah, I'd be able to remember.
No, not what happened last night. Not the typical, oh, shit, I got fucked up last night. Oh, what happened? Not like that.
No.
But, like, even little details, like someone told you, hey, make sure you know, you text tomorrow to go do this or that, like, things like that. Like oh, shit, like. Those things come back, bro.
Oh, I did. Yeah, no, definitely
like, oh,
not for me.
Weeks. Yeah, like.
Definitely
really?
Not for me. Oh, yeah, dude.
But it does
drinking
it for
when
you're high,
though. Gone.
Before
oh, high, but yeah, high will pop back in my head. And then I'll chase the rabbit hole. Dude, I'll remember, like, memories, like, from when, like, I'm a little kid. Like, I'll just suddenly, like, pop in my head while I'm smoking. I'll be like, whoa, what a random memory to think of. Like just weird things. Like, I remember.
I love
rabbit
holes.
I remember fucking. I remember it was Caleb jumping off of the little hill and he smacked his face on the trampoline.
Oh snap!
You guys know that story.
I remember that.
Right,
one.
Bro? That was such a random
it's
thought
so,
that popped in my head recently.
Our backyard in Indiana.
It was
we
like
had
that
a little
weird.
Hill.
It looked
like
a big three. Like, think of a big three. There was like this hill that went like this.
Yeah.
It was like a giant three.
It was like it was yeah,
but it
was
like
there's
that
a
big,
little curve area.
You could walk up that hill with like four steps. It was like
yeah,
boop,
yeah.
Boop, boop, boop. It was just like a little like slope.
But
kind of like that.
You could put the trampoline at like the base of where the hill started, so you have probably like a 4 to 5 yard foot gap from the top of the hill to the trampoline.
It was like a 3 yard.
Oh, jump
gap.
Off.
Yeah, you jump off.
Yeah,
the
you
hill
jump from
the
hill
trampoline.
To the trampoline.
Okay.
And it was yeah, like a 5 yard maybe gap, like not terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm maybe 5
dude,
years
he was
old.
Young.
Seeing all them do it, Caleb do it. All right, jump, and my foot went through the springs.
Yeah.
Face plant, and then I was hanging upside down with my foot, like my leg in it.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Like, dude,
like
dude,
the worst thing that could have happened.
Just jump off. We're like, Caleb, dude,
how?
And he was just like,
don't know. Don't.
I remember I was even on the trampoline. I was standing, like, so
with the trampoline and a break. Though,
like,
the,
no, no, no. Like, I think
so,
I hit that curve because I remember like going, my leg going in, hitting the side of it, and like falling off, and my leg
yeah.
still
oh,
being
so
in.
This is what it looks
yeah.
like. So you know the springs that go
yeah.
around. There's like that little boing.
That's
like,
the thing.
Space. So when he jumped off the thing, his leg went right into the spring.
Spun
and then
and
his
went through.
Face planted on
yeah.
the metal.
Yeah,
like
I
the metal
hit it
ring.
At an angle. I hit
the metal ring, he like went through it, just bink, and then like his leg was caught. So he like flipped upside down with his leg hooked like this. So he was just
was...
hanging like this, crying, but and dude, it was the funniest shit,
oh
man.
Oh my god.
It was the funniest shit. But like yeah, oh that was oh god.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was like a random thought. Like when I smoke, I just have weird
so okay
memories
so I'll bring this up because I talked about this last time with wifey. Okay, if someone, you know, you're high, drunk, you're hungry, whatever,
uh-huh.
you go in, you want some donuts, okay, go get a dozen donuts, fresh donuts, you see someone walk out with them, as soon as he walks out he falls and all his donuts fucking
go everywhere
out. Would you
I
laugh or help?
I would feel so bad for him. I'd feel for him, but I would laugh at the comic. I'd be like, ooh.
Depends how he felt.
I guess I feel. I guess that if it was just
but
like
not a, Al Hurt fall, but just like
oh, he just fumbles it.
Like
I
slips or something.
Like,
I'd be
like,
ooh.
Just like
oh, I'd be like I'd be like oh man, that sucks though. I'd be like I feel for him, but I'd be like
I would help. Like hey,
I've
you know, I'm so sorry.
Though.
You know,
I've done that before
because...
though, and I've been like. One time I was walking back from the PX to my barracks room, and I bought a giant thing of vodka, like it was like a handle of vodka, and it was in a bag, and I was walking, and I was like I like slipped or something, and it just fell right through the bag, just
oh,
and
it happens all the
time. Smashed.
Yeah.
Everyone, and I was just like, huh, like I laughed at something like that, and I was like, huh, and then I realized I had to walk back to the PX to get another one. I was like, huh, fuck. Like that's how I look at it. Like I look at it, it was comical, but then I'm just like, damn, that low-key kind of sucks. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm the same way. I'd probably laugh like, oh, shit. You know.
Yeah, and then you'd be like, oh, I feel bad.
And then I'll go help.
Yeah. Dude, Alice has just been, like, sleeping.
Yeah. But I think about it, too, though. If you know, if you're not laughing, you're crying. So if I see that and I'm like, oh, are you okay? Can I help you? You might feel bad for yourself or
yeah.
do that. So if I'm, you know, if you see it's like, hey, it's not that bad. I'm, you know, you see something comical or because I'm laughing, then maybe that will cheer you up. Not think it's that bad.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. No, you gotta learn how to laugh at yourself,
yeah.
man.
Oh, I laugh at myself all the time, man.
All the time. I
oh,
think
man.
I'm a funny guy, so.
You are.
Aww.
You are.
Stop.
All those ideas in your brain?
All ideas, yeah. I do have some wacky ideas a lot of the time. A lot of wacky ideas. Especially if at the bar and you get me talking ideas, I'll say some real wacky stuff. But, yo, this is what I'm thinking, guys.
Nope, dude, buddy.
Especially like
that's
my blur, I was like I deleted like all my Instagram like videos, so it doesn't match my TikTok. I'm right now on this blur picture, blur art.
What's that?
I take a picture where I'm blurry. I call it blur art. You not follow me on Instagram, but my Instagram
I don't
is
have Instagram.
Slacking, bro.
I don't have Instagram.
I won't even lie, dude. I'm not popping on Instagram at all. But it's like this, like my first one. Like I just call it blur art, and then it was like me.
You know, be cool with that, bro.
Huh?
Your blur art, like, if you did it like that, but like, actually, what's that called?
It's a big blur art.
Not
bro.
Bitcoin.
A thing.
What's that thing? The electronic artwork. What's
NFT.
NFT. If you did NFT with that, but then make it pixel or comic like.
Oh yeah, I never really got much into NFTs. I never understood that shit at all.
Yeah.
And it died too, didn't it? Or is it
yeah.
still a thing, really?
I don't know.
I
have a few,
it,
but I don't even pay attention to
it. Yeah, I think it died. But, honestly, this was probably one of my most fun episodes right now, dude. I had a blast, dude. Dude. I had a blast in this episode.
I love this, bro.
This is fucking...
I want to fucking do this shit, bro.
my gut still is hurting. Mormons jumping on beds and
shit. Dude, me and my buddy Jonathan, bro, like, when we hang out, dude, this is how we are. Like, we have so many stories and shit we talk about, and then we're at the bar, and it happens too, like,
Bring your boy Jonathan.
He's in Ohio. He's gonna move to Ohio. But that's how we are, bro. It's like this every day. Even but
you know what I might
it's
have
crazy,
on?
Bro. It's gonna be a crazy.
Kevin and Tyler want to do it.
Oh, it'd be fun, dude.
It'd be a fun one. You get Kevin and Tyler in on this too. Fucking and then like build up and then get all three of you like a bunch of IR people. We
oh man, dude.
Dude, oh my gosh.
That'd be crazy.
Because every time we're at the bar, we have conversations that are like just podcast worthy. They should have been recorded because it's just so wacky.
Oh,
sometimes.
Yeah, man. You're like, oh, shit. And then, do you remember?
No. Nope. That's the only problem is when you go to IR, bro, you don't remember shit when you walk
I do remember the conversations. Like, eventually they'll come back.
Sometimes,
but then when you need to apply them,
when I'm at IR, I'm drinking, dude. Memory and drinking with me, out the window. I can't even remember what we're talking about, but I remember scenarios. Like, I remember last time I saw you at the bar, we were sitting outside, you were smoking a cigar, I was smoking a blunt.
Yeah.
Like, we were just kicking it.
Your
wife came out, we were smoking the blunt together, she got high, she was like, you sent me to Mars. I was like, hell yeah. That's what she said, she looked me down the hatch after she said it, she's like, ooh, you trying to send me to Mars. And then, ooh, like, you sent me to Mars. I'm going to Uranus. All right, well, fuck yeah, dude. We have to do this again. We have to do this again.
Like a celebrity, bro.
It was an awesome hosting you, man.
Thank you, bro. No, it was awesome being here, bro. Thank you for having me, dude. This shit's fucking.
Oh snap! But we're gonna have to do it again. Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate the compliments. It's fun. It looks easy because it's fun and I enjoy doing it.
No, exactly.
And it's easy to do if you want to start it. I suggest it. But other than that, Caleb, thanks for sitting in and sketching. It looks awesome. Your artwork. He's such an incredible artist.
When he was flipping through the page, I'm like, oh shit, he did this and again. I'm like, that's why, and you can see the detail little by little. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, he's super.
That's pretty cool.
Bro. You see the. I remember drawing the first one and going, dude, this is sick. I hope they like it, and I can like bust this out as the logo already. And then they're like, they came back and they're like, oh, let's do this and this. And then I mean, it turns into that.
Yeah,
it's,
super
it's,
cool.
Yeah, the process is cool.
It's just, super
cool.
Like, all right, like little, just like rough draft when you write a paper. Same thing.
Yeah,
like, it just gets better and better.
Music, how it gets better and better.
You just keep
process.
Oh shit!
Goes.
Oh damn!
Yeah.
You're like, oh yeah. No,
I can't process, man.
That's it. That's
I can't
thing.
Wait
all right, guys.
To get into.
Fucking, I think we're out. Hey, let's go smoke another blunt. That's what we gotta do. Alright, guys, let's go. Alright, let's out. We're out.
Someone
goes. I know, wake up, puppy.
I just bought some alcohol based, like, paint marker. All I need is another cup of liquor and a puff of gooey before I pass out. So I tell myself. All I need is a real good girl and a couple more G's for a cash out. So I tell myself, if you love me, won't you let me be happy, happy on my own. If I'm lonely, could I really be happy, happy all alone? Why am I so afraid of taking this leap of faith? Standing in my own way, I can't seem to move on. All of those tears I've shed, and all of that blood I've bled, I'm yelling inside my head, all I need is. All I need is another cup of liquor and a puff of gooey before I pass out. So I tell myself, All I need is a little more sex and a cup of coffee, get my hair right. So I tell myself, if you love me, won't you let me be?